We'd just like to very quickly thank Audio Boo for being a wonderful application. What do we say to Audio Boo?
Boo!
Oh, you have to pay for it.
Sorry?
You have to pay for it.
No, you don't have to pay for it. It's a free application. Yes. God bless you, Mr. What's his name? Mark Rock. Mark Rock. Can we just have a little cheer for Mark Rock?
Boo!
He's the man who invented Audio Boo. We like him. It goes straight on Facebook. Okay, so this is Ali Wangle and the Humpagees, dedicated to whom?
Afros.
I think the politically correct term for afro is big hair. anyone with big hair. Yes, yes, that is who this is dedicated to. Okay, so this is called Ali Wangle and the Humpagees.
You've got a hole in your jumper.
Oh, good Lord. I have a hole in my jumper and I need my hat. Where is that blasted thing? Oh, dear. Oh no. Oh, good Lord. Oh, do excuse me. I'm sorry, this poem requires the hat. It, you know, it's corduroy. Out of the chair, young man. Birthday or no birthday, I can still bite your feet. Sorry. I'll block my nose and bite them just to make you cry if I have to. Right, so this is called Ali Wangle and the Humpagees. Ali Wangle was a girl who lived just down the street. She was skinny like a rake, but had a massive pair of feet. And on her head, there was a growth of strangely bouncy hair. It looked a bit peculiar. But Ali didn't care, for in this crazy tangle was a hairy little house in which there lived a Humpagee, his children and his spouse. They had a hairy bathroom and a hairy kitchen table, hairy cups and saucers, and a hairy pet called Mabel. When Ali Wangle clomped to school, the Humpagees would sing. They sounded like an orchestra inside a ball of string. And when she was in class, they'd whisper naughties in her ears, which she'd afterwards repeat to both her teachers and her peers. And then, one day in class, she got in huge amounts of trouble, for she said some things out loud that caused her teacher's eyes to bubble. He smacked her on the hand, and when her eyes began to water, Daddy Humpagee yelled out, "How dare you touch our daughter!" Then all at once, the Humpagees flung open Ali's hair and launched themselves upon the man, who shrieked out in despair. They fastened to his earlobes with pointy sets of teeth. Mabel got the teacher's nose and dangled underneath. He ran around the classroom, squealing out his 12 times table, and every time he stopped, he got a nasty nip from Mabel. But finally, he ended up collapsed in front of Ali. He looked a little shaken and a little bit doolally. "Now get up off the floor, young man," called Daddy Humpagee. "We think you ought to give our girl your best apology." Then Ali Wangle clapped, and the Humpagees were gone from the face of Mr. Flick, whose day had gone completely wrong. So that was how it happened in our school that afternoon. So if in class you ever hear a funny little tune, it might not come from boy or girl. It might not come from teacher. It might just come from someone's head where dwells a hairy creature. Yes. I do have low battery. Thank you for noticing. This is very good. Excellent. That was Ali Wangle and the Humpagees. Did we like it?
Yes!
Do we now have any more friends with big hair?
Yes.
No, not really. That might be Ali Wangle hair, just there. A little bit. It's not that big, but it's quite wang... It's got... Humpagees in... Have a little word in the ear. Right. End of the boo. Yeah, B-O-O-O-O.